Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
Wow. You know, there comes a film every once in a while that just makes you say three words, at least in my opinion. What the fuck?
Nah.
This movie is lunacy.
It's lunacy. But I have three different words.
What?
That's good shit. Yeah. That's good shit.
It's true. I didn't hate it.
I did not hate this at all.
No, I was thoroughly entertained the entire time. I was really surprised. Like, I didn't know what to expect, to be honest, going into it. But I mean, we'll save that for our final thoughts. But, like, man, that movie was...
That was great.
It was such a mess, but it was a beautiful mess.
Oh, I can't even call it a mess. It's too coherent.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we weren't, like, confused.
I guess it just, in my opinion, it was more of a mess of the fact that it wasn't very competent.
Oh, sure. It's beyond cheap.
It is cheap.
It's beyond fucking low budget.
That's what I mean by, like, a mess. Like, yeah. It's not a mess as in, like, they couldn't get their story right, because it's a pretty basic story.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that all the fight scenes are sped up, clearly sped up.
Oh, I love it.
And, like, just how they cut corners at every single point
they could. I love it.
It's great.
I love it. I'm just baffled. I'm just surprised that it wasn't, like, a man in a wig. I'm generally shocked.
That's true.
That it wasn't just a man in a wig.
But they probably recorded those fight scenes really slowly, so.
That's fine.
But it was her.
That's perfectly fine.
So, tonight, we have to respect our law enforcement agents, okay?
One aspect of them.
Specifically the women.
Mm-hmm.
Because the movie we watched tonight, police women.
Police women.
Even though there's literally one police woman. No, wait, no, there's two, technically.
Yes.
My bad, sorry, there are
they
two.
They did get you there.
They proved themselves that they're progressive. This is probably one of the most progressive 70s movies I've seen in a long time. It's weird because it's a little ahead of its time with, like, the whole problem with, like, misogynists and stuff like that.
Yeah, it is. It's
interesting.
Kind of caught you off guard.
Yeah, you don't see too many 70s films that are self-aware that men are, like, stereotypical film men are, like, pigs.
Oh, every man in this is an idiot.
Yeah, they're complete... It's like...
It's fantastic.
It's like you take James Bond and how, you know, unfortunately in James Bond, a lot of especially the older ones, the women are kind of ditzy and kind of like don't really know what's going on around them. They're there for like kind of plot devices and for James Bond to mack on, you know.
Yeah.
But in this one, it was kind of a role reversal.
Which is funny because what does the poster say?
It says, "What before there was James Bond, there was Lacey Bond."
Which makes no sense.
No sense, because this came out after James Bond.
But after watching it, I do kind of see the James Bond thing.
It was kind of cool to see, like, the kind of a role reversal James Bond, where the woman's the one, like, hitting on all the dumb guys
and like, the one who's confident and all that stuff.
Yeah, like, she's, like, martial arts trained, she's, you know... Just, I don't know, it's kind of...
She can drift.
She's a badass.
She can fucking drift, Will.
She's a badass. She is. Okay? Like, that's plain and simple.
It does not mince its badassery.
No. It makes a pretty good protagonist, a badass woman.
Yes. So. Shocking. Remember Super Chick, Will?
See, that's... Okay, so here's a good example of how not to do a badass chick film?
Yeah.
And then how to do one.
Remember the Doll Squad?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that just... Don't those just seem so quaint compared to this?
Yeah.
And so, like, ass backwards?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. I don't know.
That's an understatement.
Super Chick is a fucking disaster, but...
Yeah, Super Chick is a goddamn
Which I was originally
travesty.
Skeptical before watching this, because this is made by the same company that made Super Chick, shockingly enough. Even has some of the same actors. But lo and behold, this is not a Super Chick.
They actually got it kind of right for like a B movie.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Well, at least it's an action movie.
Yeah, it's an action movie, and I don't know. Like, I actually was, like, at the end, I actually kind of liked the main character.
Oh, yeah.
Lacey Bond is kind of cool. Like, I don't know.
Like, her just endlessly, like...
just fucking, like, picking apart the other policemen.
And plus, like, the fact that she's just so fucking, like, invincible through the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, again... power fantasy, all that.
Yeah, totally competent and everything. It's awesome. All right, well, shall we get into the
meat and potatoes?
The meat and potatoes of the event. Yeah. Okay.
The main event.
All right, so it starts with a jail, and this woman's being taken through the jail by we don't know it's Lacey Bond, but
we will soon.
We will soon. It shows off soon. But she's being taken into a jail cell with a bunch of, like, there's, like, a ton of other women in this jail cell. And so, just before she's gonna be put into the jail cell, one of them rushes forward and pushes them all over.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them escape. Now we know who she is. We don't know her name is Lacey Bond, but we do know she's the police woman.
And how do we know that, Will?
Because she starts kicking ass.
Yes.
And taking names. She just fucking...
she starts kicking women in the crotch.
Punching them in the face. Just, like, roundhouse...
beating the crap out of them.
I think she roundhouse kicks one of them.
Yeah.
She, like...
while she's in her, like, official police uniform, she is, like, beating the shit out of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And beats up all but two. So there's, like, I don't know, 15 of them. She beats up all but two.
Yeah. And then so the two go into, like, a closet, and they look through this...
all but three.
Yeah. Yeah. There's three. She does get one.
Yes.
So there is two that escape.
Yes.
So they're digging through the laundry. They find gas masks and a grenade and two smoke bombs.
Yes.
So...
they put on, the, like... it's like... it almost looks like a janitor's uniform or something. But they put that on, and they put, like, these ropes on, and they put the gas mask on.
They're, like, climbing ropes, yeah.
And they throw, like, a grenade out, because all the cops are about to, like, bust into the laundry. Throw a grenade out, they throw the smoke bombs, and everyone's just coughing, and they just run out of there.
Everyone except Lacey Bond.
Oh, she's coughing.
She knows.
She is the only one who eventually gets up.
Because she gets low to the ground, and...
yeah. Because she is not a dumb... fucking pig man. Every man in this movie is dumb.
Yeah.
They're all just like, heck yeah.
And Lacey's the only one that gets out, so these other girls start running across the, like, a rooftop, and then they
blow out this window
with, like, C4.
And then they start climbing down the building with the rope. So one goes down, the second one goes down, and the third one is about to go down.
And Lacey catches the fuck up.
Kicks her in the face. And knocks her the fuck out.
Yep.
And then we get our opening credits.
Of, like, Lacey in black and white in, like, her uniform. Then she's in, like, a trench coat.
A bikini.
Yeah.
Then a trench coat and all this. It looks like a fashion show.
That's true.
But it's just the opening credits with, like, this, like, almost, like, Bond-esque music.
Yeah. It was... enough of its own not to be a Bond intro, but yeah. So after the credits, the opening credits, she goes into an office
with three male cops,
and we get Mr. Pigman, stupidest one of them all.
So there's, like, one guy who's, like, the cat superior, I guess, and he's, like, he's the least at first. He's the least, like, pig of all of them.
Does he ever get pig in the movie?
No.
No, he doesn't really... they don't really make him, like...
he's more, like, on her side than all of them. But there's him, and there's this, like, chubby guy next to him who's just... can't stop making, like, comments.
He just does not like Lacey.
And then there's the third guy who's just, like, facing the window.
Yeah.
But they're telling her, like, we have an assignment for you. it's going to be dangerous, blah, blah, blah.
They're talking about the two that escaped during the jailbreak and how Lacey was the one that took out literally every single other woman. Like, no one else did anything.
So the guy's like, we want you to know, like, we're not angry at you. Because, like, you knocked the fuck out of, like, 18 criminals.
Seriously.
But the guy who's facing the window turns around and tells her, like, this is going to be very dangerous and all this stuff. And she's like, I can handle myself. And
he's like, oh, well, I wouldn't want to see a pretty girl like you get hurt.
Yeah, and the other chubby pig man is just always makes, like, dumb comments, like, you sure you can handle this, young lady? Things like that. Every time he says something, though, she'll, like, insult him.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
Then he just fucking, like, sits there, like, all, like, offended.
So they decide to test Lacey.
Oh, yeah, they take her.
They take her on all these, like, they take her to a gun range.
Yeah, so they give her a giant, like, assault rifle. And she, like, destroys this thing.
She shoots the head off. Like, she... Yeah. It's like a cutout of a guy. And she shoots, like, the jawline.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, severs it.
Yeah, and the guy's like...
The one not, like, not one to the chest.
Not a single shot to the body.
And then she's like, don't give me an assault rifle if you plan on
she's like,
incapacitating him or something like that.
If you want your prisoners alive, don't give me an assault rifle.
Yeah.
And then they're talking and they give her details saying, like, in the past 3 months, crimes committed by women have tripled.
Oh, but there's more of the training.
Hmm.
The drifting.
That's after this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, they're walking down this
place. Oh, you're right, yeah.
And the guy's like...
It segues, like, to every single training thing they do.
And the guy's like, in the past 3 months, crimes committed by women have tripled.
Yeah.
Very convenient. And so they're thinking there's, like, a female mafia. Because they're like, these aren't normal crimes. Like, I don't know, petty theft or whatever. It's bank robberies and all this big stuff. So they think there's a female mafia and this jailbreak is tied to it.
Like a huge female syndicate of, like, crime, like, organized by a crime lord.
Yeah.
So then they go and test her in the car.
Her driving abilities.
Yes.
Which consist of drifting.
She just drifts a lot.
And, they're like, she drifts and then they're like, okay, can you do that backwards now? And she does, like, a backwards drift. And then the guy watching is like, wow, you know, she's really good. Apparently all they need to do for car training is to drifting. Just drift.
That's all you need to do. Little secret here. The way to drive a police car, you just drift a lot.
Yeah. This is way before Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
This is ahead of its time.
This is police women drift.
Fuck.
So they then are talking more about the crime boss and who they think it is, and then now she's in a karate gi, so I'm like, oh, they're gonna test her martial arts skills.
Yep.
So they go into a gym.
There's this guy there.
The pig man says more misogynistic things about, like,
he's been, like, all these scenes he'll just say, like, dumb shit,
just, like, you know, like, not believing in,
like,
her and
women
stuff
can't
like
drive, oh, ha ha, things like that.
Yeah.
And each time it's like, you know, he gets fucking kicked in the dick. Metaphorically.
He gets fucking slaughtered.
Metaphorically kicked in the dick.
Yeah.
And this karate guy is like, you know, I'll go easy on you, honey. And she's like, don't call me honey. Like, my name is Lacey, blah, blah. And the guy's still like, okay, whatever.
And then he doesn't go easy on her and, like, you know, trying to tosses her around a little bit.
Eventually he, like, tosses her, like, I guess pretty far. And it, like, hurts her. And at first, then she's like, okay, look, if we're gonna, like, basically, like, if you're not... Like, we're both still holding back. And she's like, you weigh, like, 80 more pounds. So the only way this is going to be truly even is if you just stop, like...
Going easy.
Yeah, going easy. And he's like, okay, fine. So he stops going easy.
And he gets his ass handed to him.
She beats the shit out of him.
She beats the holy living fuck out of him. Kicks him in the balls, knees him in the face, throws him around, is about to, like...
Specifically, there's, like, a part where she, like, kicks him straight in the face. When she's down.
Yeah, at the end, because he's going to get the drop on her.
And, because
she defends herself. Yeah,
she's, like, on the ground, and he's, like, going to, I guess, like, drop down on her, and she just kicks him in the face. And his face is all bloody, and he's freaking out, and they're all freaking out. And he's like, you know, like, oh my god. Like,
oh, my lip, it's gonna be broken. Does it need stitches? Oh,
is it gonna be a scar?
It's like, it's kind of funny, because again, like, the men just stand around talking like idiots, yeah. Like, the whole scene.
He's like, freaking out, like, am I gonna be scarred? Is there gonna be a scar on my face?
He's like, well, and then one of them's like, well, it's not the lip that's the problem.
I got good news and bad news.
The broken tooth.
The lip is the good part. The bad news is your missing tooth. And then he, like, see, his fucking tooth is knocked out and freaks out some more. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, well, I'm sorry.
She's like, I had to defend myself.
I had to defend myself. You were about to do a fucking drop kick on me. And then he like runs away like pouting.
Yeah, like a little baby.
Yeah, it's great.
Mind you, this is 1974.
Yeah, there's still, it's pretty consistent with that. And so then they take her to, like, we'll just call it the science room.
Yep.
Because there's just a bunch of gizmos everywhere.
And we won't call him Q.
No.
We cannot call him Q. Because it never gives his name.
It literally never gives
his name. You know what? No, I'm going to call him Q. Okay. Because he gives the gadgets.
Discount Q shows up with a
little, like, pocket mirror.
Pocket mirror that has
a radio
in it.
Yeah, then you can connect it to any, like, radio signal, and they can pick up on your signal, I guess.
And a lighter that has a transmitter in it. So, yes. like a GPS transmitter. So we got the gadgets, which do come into play.
Later.
Yeah.
So now they're doing, like, a stakeout. So they're watching where they think the main headquarters for this female syndicate are. And they're watching it and making sure no one comes out or in. And if they do, they can catch them and question them.
And
so then
there's three of them in the car. Policewoman and two cops. And the two cops eventually get out of the car.
They get called over to another car.
To talk to the fucking idiot in the first car.
For what we think is something important.
But they're stupid. And at first she's like, is it really, like, safe for you to just literally be standing out here?
You know, the only smart one. And, like, all the men just start, like, just hang out, like, talking like idiots.
So this woman pulls up, sees them.
She's about to go into the gate and then sees all the cops, like, hanging out. And she's, like, gets suspicious and then drives away.
And a policewoman just takes the car. And we have a car chase.
Yep.
She chases her out into, like, the countryside. And they get stuck behind a car. That, like, this old man is driving. Uh-huh. He's driving, like, 20 miles an hour. Slow as hell.
And the girl keeps trying to get around. She can easily get around him. Yeah. I don't know why she doesn't.
She doesn't, though.
But she, like... And then she, like, finally, like, tries to pull off, and there's a van coming. So she quickly, like, adjusts, and then over-adjusts over a hill.
And then rolls down, and the car blows up.
Now, this is a small hill. There's no way a car would blow up out over this hill, but...
Oh, well, I disagree. It's all you need is just a little drop, and that's enough to fucking set the whole car off.
A blaze.
Yeah. Car explodes, and they're all... It cuts to, like, the cops all day, and they're all freaking out at her. Like, how dare you do this?
Right.
And she's, like, you know, arguing, like, what the hell, like... Well, like, you're what, all standing
what,
out there.
She like, was like, idiots. Well, what you guys, what were you guys doing? Like, you weren't doing anything. I took the initiative and chased down this girl. Yeah.
And then... They find out that they weren't even talking about anything important.
They were talking about what to get for lunch.
Yep. And then the superior, like, freaks out. He's like, you really, like, almost jeopardized this thing because you wanted to talk about lunch. Mm-hmm. And then eventually it comes back around to, like, yeah, she did the right thing. Well, you guys fucked up.
Because her supervisor's behind her.
Yeah.
The whole time, so. So now we finally get to see the all-girl, like, crime syndicate. And it's just a bunch of women in bikinis.
Yeah.
I don't get this. It's also, so they mention it's ran by, they are suspicious that it's ran by a 70-year-old woman.
And it is.
And her 30-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah, they even make a joke about it. Like, that's quite the age spread.
And sure as shit, it's ran by old grandma. Her name is Maud, I think.
Yeah.
That's even...
That's an old fucking grandma name. Also, I just want to say, like... This looks like the most chill gang hangout.
Oh yeah, it looks like a ever. Just a, like a pool party.
It is a pool party.
It's basically just an all-girl pool party. It's just, with one dude just lifting one weights.
Dude who just lifts weights all day.
And his girlfriend's a 70-year-old. I mean, I don't discriminate, but...
Hey, man.
But it's just kind of funny. I've never seen a movie where the antagonist is a 7-year-old woman with a 30-year-old boyfriend. I've never seen that.
He's also very sexually frustrated.
Yes, because Maude won't have sex with him.
Yeah. Must be hard. But then again, she's past, like, fucking menopause.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Anyway, so,
like, okay, these two
the
women...
new girl brings,
the two women from... who escaped.
Yes. One of them's new. One of them isn't part of the gang
yet. Yes, and, it's a black woman, which will be relevant for our...
Yes.
Our next occurrence.
Oh, God.
So they come in. There's just women just lounging everywhere in bikinis.
Now, mind you, there are other black women in the gang.
Yes.
There are, I mean, at least one. I saw one or two.
Yes,
so.
But ignore all that shit. Yeah.
Ignore that for now, because it won't matter in this next scene.
Won't matter, but this next...
It does kind of matter, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, because this scene is awesome. So she's talking to Maude. She wants to work for them. That's what she says.
And Maude wants her to, like, doesn't trust her, and is like, yeah, she's like,
why should I trust, she says, direct quote, why should I trust a black?
Yeah.
And
then she says something about they're lazy, and like...
Oh, no, no. That's
oh, no, the, that's, sorry, that's the other girl.
So, well, when she first showed up, we saw that girl, like, kind of staring at her, like, pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, what's going on? But then she just walks over and she's just like...
This racism comes out of
nowhere. Oh, it comes out of fucking nowhere. She's just like, so I think you're lazy.
So she's Asian. She's like... She says like, oh, well, you're black. You're lazy and have a big butt.
Yeah, and you smell and you like... You sing and dance and like all this...
Just weird. I'm like whoa, just out whoa. Of the blue, just like, okay, calm your racism yeah. there.
And so the black one's like... She's like, well, I don't know why you're being so mean. I've always had respect for gooks.
Yeah. I was like, wow, okay.
Then they start fighting.
Yep.
While everyone else is, like, cheering it on. And it's basically them kicking the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Just kicking each other in the face over and over again. And the sound effects are glorious.
Yes.
It's just...
It's like, so, it's like two pieces of wood, like, yeah. clinging together.
Kind of reminds me of the sound of the punching effects from Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah.
It's similar to that.
So then Maude sees that she can handle herself in because that kind of situation.
The black one beats the shit out of the other one.
Almost kills her.
Well, she... At first we were confused because she, like, kicks her... Remember, she knees her... Like, she, like, would grab her face and then, like, knee her. And yeah. she does this three times and eventually we're just like, holy shit.
And then she drags her over to a table and is about to smash a bottle over
I was
her
confused
head.
As shit, because she was just like, it goes quiet, and she's just dragging her, and we're like, what the hell is she doing? And she just, like, plants her on this table, and then grabs a bottle and is about to smash it over her face, and Maude's like, no, that's enough, you'll kill her. It's like, okay, you've proven yourself. Like, congratulations, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you beat the shit out of one of my girls. You can work for me.
Yep, so she gets hired, and now we get a scene of, like, they're in the house.
Oh, yeah, they're, like, and, showing them where they sleep.
Yeah, and then Doc comes in, the boyfriend.
The boyfriend.
And is explaining how...
The woman who was supposed to deliver the drugs...
Yes.
...died, and it's the woman who they chased earlier.
And, again, this scene comes out of fucking nowhere.
Oh, he gets, like...
Doc goes off on, like, all these women, like, oh, they're all bitches, all, like, oh, I told you not to do this, blah, 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 like, all
this
shit.
Is, like, top five movie rants.
Yes.
Because he just, out of nowhere, that dumb bitch you hired fucking drove the car over and exploded because she's a dumb cunt. She would fucking can't do anything right.
I was just like, whoa! We're just whoa! Like... Like, first we get, like, the racist scene, and then we get this scene, and I was like, what is going on
but
in
the
this
funny
movie?
Thing is, like, he is firing that shit off.
Yeah.
Just quick. And I'm just like, whoa, whoa.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah. And eventually it's just like.
It's like, Doc, calm yourself.
It's like a full minute of just him ranting. It's great.
Yep, and then Maude tells him to calm down and that well, they'll figure it out and all that stuff. Yeah. And then we get a scene of them like surveilling the
in this house. The gate. Yeah.
So now they're trying to be smarter about it. They have a surveillance camera set up. They have three cars like parked a block away, ready to go at a moment's notice. And so the police chief comes in and like wants to know how it go. Then they just talk about that and have soup for some reason.
She cooks soup for them.
Yes.
And the pig man wants tacos very badly.
He wants tacos.
You know what? I can't blame him.
So then we get another weird scene back at the women's game.
Yeah. So he keeps lifting weights. The guy's like lifting weights and talking to Maude. And eventually she's like, "Can you stop that?" He's like, "Why?" She's like, "Cause you look like a
damn gorilla."
Like a damn gorilla. And so he puts the weights away and sits down next to her and he's like, "I'm gonna go take a shower. You wanna, like, basically, you know, you wanna fuck?" And she's like, "No, I have a headache and my throat is sore." He's like, "You always have a headache or your throat is sore." So he goes in the shower.
Gets upset, goes in the shower. So then we see another woman
follow him.
She looks at Maude and makes sure she's outside and follows him in.
And he's in the shower.
Then she goes into the bathroom.
Locks the door.
And tries to get Doc to have sex with her.
It's glorious.
And so she's rubbing his chest and she's like, "Did anyone ever tell you you have a cute butt?"
That's the first thing she says to
him. Yeah.
When she walks in. Did anyone tell you you have a cute butt?
When he's like...
And she's like fucking like planting herself up against him and she's like... "Why don't you grab onto something firm for a change?"
Yeah. And Doc is like not having any of it. He's like,
he's loyal.
He's like, Maude is gonna kill us or whatever.
Yeah.
And he walks out, so he doesn't have sex with her at all.
He calls her a cunt, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He likes that word a lot.
He does. He calls her that.
He uses it a lot.
And she calls him a fag.
Yep. She calls him a fag. So there we go. This movie is...
Oh, there's no shame.
Great.
It's great.
So, So, they're gonna go... I don't know why... I guess they were talking about... They're gonna move their operation to a... Like a... Is it... Where is this
located? It's an island.
It's an island, yeah. So they send the policewoman and one of the detectives.
One of the detectives that has been like they've been getting friendly.
Yeah. So and they're like trying to put on a good cover, so they pull in.
They pretend to be tourists.
And then we get a tourist montage.
We get a tourist montage of them doing tourist things like, you know, walking hand in hand and riding bicycles and eating hot dogs.
Yeah, just doing all that stupid all goofy that shit that's in like rom-coms and stuff.
It's ridiculous.
So then they're finally at a date, like on like
having dinner.
They're having dinner over a wine glass full of Cavassier, which is interesting because I've never seen Cavassier put into a wine glass. But you
know, now you have.
Yeah, it's true. I guess you could. It's still a vehicle to get the Cavassier into your mouth.
As long as it's but a something. Will.
It is. It's a vehicle. It's fine. I just thought it was weird.
Oh, Will.
That's just my own thing. But,
how dare you?
So then they're talking about how, like...
This is where it gets real.
He's, like, talking about how he wants to make love with her, but he's worried that she has all this martial arts training, so he's
going to be rough. Before that, because this is where it gets, like, real, out of nowhere. Because before that, he's talking, he's like, "You're sure of everything, aren't you? You know exactly where you're going, and you know exactly how to get there." And she's like, "Why? Would you prefer I was more confused?" And he's just like, "Whoa." She's like, "Why?" So that, because if a girl is confused, that means you can, you know, kind of help her and then feel better about your fragile, like, male ego.
Yeah, she's and we're just dropping like, the fucking bomb. I was like, what?
And I'm just like, whoa.
This is a 1974 B movie.
Yeah, like.
Whoa.
But, yeah, basically the whole thing is that,
I mean,
like,
I'm okay with it, but come on, I didn't expect it.
That's the whole, like, gist of it is that essentially him and everyone else are, like, they're intimidated by the fact that she's not, like, helpless.
And she's totally competent.
She's totally competent and, like, confident and knows what she wants and all that stuff. Exactly. And they can't handle it. And then they start talking about, like, making love and how, you know, like, I'm scared because you know all this stuff. And
then you're going to be aggressive. And, like, it's kind of weird because, like, stereotypically in movies, the conversation would be the other way around. The other way
around, yeah.
But this time it's the man saying that the woman's going to be too aggressive for him. Yeah,
he's, like, scared.
Yeah, he's scared. He's
legitimately
of her.
Fucking scared.
And it's so hilarious. She has to promise to go gentle on
him. She'll go gentle on him. And so they do.
Yep.
They have sex. And we get the same love music.
Yep.
From the tourist montage.
It's really annoying. Just. Oh, it's so annoying.
And when they're done having sex and having the weirdest kissing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, this is like really light kissing, but not even like. It's just like, they don't even kiss each other's lips. They just kiss right above their lips.
Yeah, like, it's weird. Like they're kissing all around their lips, except the lips.
Yep.
I don't know.
So then they tell their personal story about how they got into this.
He keeps asking her.
Yeah, so she
why was. Why police work?
She was picked on a lot as a kid, and.
She says, she was, like, what was it, like, very little. She had braces and horrible acne, which is like a recipe for basically getting picked on.
Right, and she was. So she had to learn to defend herself.
So basically she was always picked on and all this stuff, and her gym teacher took pity on her, and she gained a black belt in karate. And it's like all of a sudden we got an underdog tale here.
Underdog story. And he tries to say that he's like he was like picked on a lot in school too, and stuff like that. So then they.
Oh, and but also, because he keeps asking her, like, okay, fine, you know all this. Why police work? And she's like, well, I studied law. And I learned that the system is screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's screwed up because it's run by incompetent men.
Yeah.
And it needs a woman's touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, 1974 B movie, not a mainstream movie.
Yeah.
And
we've watched movies similar to this on this podcast that are just fucking ass backwards.
Yeah.
Completely ass backwards.
Oh, yeah.
So this is, like, we were surprised, to put it mildly.
So then she's laying on top of the, like, the boat in the next scene. It, like, because she falls asleep on the bed.
Yeah.
And it's in, and then her on the boat. And he's, like, just sitting there. And he sees this like, entourage of women.
Yeah, going on a
towards a boat. And he recognizes one of them as, a high-class call girl that he booked earlier on.
And they're like, well, why do you think a group of women would be getting on a boat? And why would one of them be a high-class call girl that you arrested before? And like, I don't know, but we're going to follow them.
Right.
So they follow them into, like, the middle of the fucking ocean somewhere.
Well, and they're just sitting in the open water, and then, like, the police girl, like, you know, Lacey Bond and the detective are sitting, like, kind of farther away, but still within, like, looking distance.
Yeah.
And Lacey's like, well, don't you think we should, like, conceal ourselves better than this, like... Don't and you think they're like, going to notice us here in open water?
And he's like, no, I'll pretend I'm fishing. It'll be fine.
So, like...
But it's not fine.
No.
Because like, they look... It shows the women in the boat, like, with a binocular looking. They're like, oh, crap. We can't, like, make the delivery with them here.
Right. And so, again, Lacey was right.
So they start, like, going away. And the guy comes over, and she starts, like, rubbing it in his face. Because he also tells her, like, it's okay. I have it under control.
And then she keeps bringing up that fact. She's like, oh, I thought you had it handled.
He's like, so what are we going to do now? He's like, well, I don't know. And she's like, but I thought you had it handled.
And she says it like twice or three times. Yeah, and
he's just like, he's again, dumb men. Okay? Yeah. Well, moral of the story, dumb men. And then they're going around them, and the woman recognizes him.
Yeah.
That he arrested her. So they're like, okay. Well, I want to get rid of them. So they're going to ram the boat.
No, so they drive past and they notice that he's the guy that put her away, the high class call girl away, and then they notice her as the one that beat up all the women at the jail, because they all got out.
Yeah.
So they decide to ram the boat.
Yes.
So they try and ram the boat a couple times and
unsuccessful.
Yeah, Lacey and the detective kind of get away and stuff.
And eventually he's like, okay. When they bring it around next time, I want you to, like, turn, like, in a way that I can jump on.
Yeah.
So she does. He jumps on, punches a few of them, and gets...
He gets the ever-living shit beat out of him.
He is covered in blood.
They, like, are beating him with, like, oars and, like...
And one of them has a chain.
Yeah, they're beating the shit out of him.
He is getting slaughtered.
And I think maybe Lacey, like, appreciates this enough because she takes her... She kind of, like, looks at it for a while.
She looks at it with, like, a... The look I can describe is mild disapproval.
Yeah, right?
Just, like...
Just be like... I think she's kind of just like, I knew that was going to happen.
It's like if you, like... I don't know. Just mild disapproval. Like if you accidentally spilled some water somewhere.
Yeah.
That's the kind of look she has. And then eventually she's like, okay, fine. So she gets on the boat.
Oh, and she just kicks some...
She beats the shit out of them.
Every single one of them, yeah.
And it's the funniest thing, because every single scene of her doing karate in this...
It's obviously shot slow motion, but they sped it up to make it look like an actual scene.
But, like, that combined with the fact that everyone else is completely incompetent against her.
Uh-huh.
Is hilarious.
She, like, incapacitates people within, like, you know, just like
she
that.
She beats the crap out of everybody. And she calls them on her mirror fucking thing, radio.
Yep.
Tells them, like, I have a boat here with 5 prisoners.
Yep, and so they get the prisoners and they start talking about how they're gonna infiltrate it, and, like, she's gonna go with the story that she found the boat adrift offshore.
Yeah.
And is gonna go and say that she found the boat and that she wants to join the gang.
And then the it goes back to the grandma at the pool party.
Yeah.
Full of women. And she's like, okay, we're going to leave.
Yeah, we have to leave because it's getting too hot here.
And they're going to go to the island. So they're like, how can we leave if we're being monitored? And she's like, oh, I have a way. And what is the way?
So the surveillance guy is watching the video. And the gate starts opening up, and he's like, going west on, like, whatever. And then, like, another car pulled out, and then another car, and then another car, and then another car.
And he keeps, like, telling them about every car. And eventually...
I guess they only had one car that day.
Yeah, and eventually the guy on the other end is like, what the hell? Like, which car do you want to follow?
We only have one car, and there's so many cars coming out.
And he's like, okay, just follow the limo.
Of course the limo.
Yeah, of course. Dumb man. And then it cuts to, like, them in, like, a tiny Volkswagen, and they're like, do you understand the lesson, girls? No one cares about you when you're in a Volkswagen. And I'm like, all right.
Was that supposed to be another weird jab?
I think that's a joke.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's inconspicuous, I guess, whatever.
Volkswagen Beetle is apparently inconspicuous.
Yes.
So then, let's see. Yeah, so then we get a scene of them going... So she... How does she find out that it's the place where they're hiding out now?
Oh, she goes down to the dock and asks who the boat is registered under.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And it's this... Okay, I'm like 99% sure he's supposed to be gay.
They never say. So
they never,
I don't know,
like,
but...
fully, like...
But he's very stereotypical.
I mean, they never mock it.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess...
That's good.
That's good for them. But he, like, owns this house, and he owned the boat, and the reason they moved to the island was because he called them and told them, like, hey, that boat didn't make a delivery. Something's going on. So he's, like, there at this house hanging out, and, like, there's all these women there and all this stuff. Or they're going to be there.
Yep. And then Lacey shows up and knocks on the door.
And tells him, like...
Tells him that she found a boat adrift.
And she found out that it's his.
Yeah.
Remember how he answers the door?
He's like... Yeah. Yes?
Yes. She's like, hi, do you own that boat so-and-so? He's like, Yes.
Yes.
And he's like, come on in. And they immediately start beating the crap out of her.
Yeah.
They tie her to the chair, and the boyfriend of Grandma
starts interrogating her, but, like, his interrogation is literally just beating the shit out of her.
Oh, yeah. Like, kicking her and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's just telling them that, like, she doesn't know anything and blah, blah, blah. They don't believe her. Then the two women who escaped earlier show up.
Yeah.
And they're like, she looks familiar. I don't know why, but she looks familiar. And then the black one is like, I know you. You spent time in the prison in Chicago.
Yeah.
You worked for so-and-so.
Right.
Which I was like, I was starting to get pretty fucking confused here.
Yep, and she's like, oh, well, you, you know, yeah, you were a pusher, weren't you?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I was.
So then Grandma's like, okay, fine, I guess she's...
she's cool.
Yeah, and then he's like, well, I had 5 women leave, so do you want to work for me?
Yeah, right? So, let's see.
So they're officially working.
Yep.
And then the house is now full of women.
Full of women, and the guy's, like, distraught because his house is full of women.
He's trying to watch TV, and the house is just full of women mm-hmm. jabbing her about nothing.
So one of the girls gets up and is like, I'm going to go grab a steak.
Yeah.
We're going to go grab a steak.
So it's the black woman and...
one of the other girls.
And Lacey. At first.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to grab a steak with Lacey. And then the other woman who escaped from the prison stands up and is like, I'm going to go with...
Yeah.
And they're having dinner.
And, like, they're talking about different things, and then all of a sudden...
she starts talking about, like, this story of her, like, attempting a jailbreak.
Yeah.
And how there were all these cops there with guns pointed at them, and then they took all their clothes off, and the cops are just too dumbfounded to do anything. Until the police women showed up.
Yes.
And beat the crap out of them.
Yes.
Sure. And she keeps, like, saying, like, no, there's nothing worse than a police woman. No one more, like, cruel and abusive than a police woman.
And I was kind of just sitting there, like, where is this going?
Yeah.
And then we knew.
And then she's like, in fact, you're a police woman, like, because I...
you know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you?
And then she's like, wait a minute. And she starts talking to the black woman. She's like, wait a minute. You must be a cop, too. Because you said, like, you knew her from prison, but I know damn well she's not a convict.
Mm-hmm.
So she just takes off running.
Yep.
And...
they chase after her.
The black one catches up to her. They fight.
And then and then she slips on the cliff.
Which, saw that coming.
And the black woman's, like, trying to save her and is, like, trying to pull her up. And then... she slips out of her hand and the rag doll drops.
We get a dummy shot.
Yep.
I love dummy shots.
Me too.
I especially love dummy shots when we see them like the aftermath of the fall. Because what happens is the dummy falls on like a bush and like rag dolls.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Sometimes it bounces. It's great.
Oh, it's fucking great. And then police woman shows up and is like, wait a minute. So you are a cop.
And she's the black, like, woman. And the black woman's like, no, I'm Secret Service.
And we're just like, holy shit.
Oh my god, right? So then they come up with a story about where she went with, like, the girl who died.
Yeah.
She went off with some boy.
She went off to get laid.
Yeah. And so...
then they come back and the final, like, part of the scheme is gonna happen.
Yep.
So they're getting... they go make the delivery. They get their gold.
Which is shot out of a submarine.
Yeah. The people delivering the gold have a submarine.
We don't know where the gold's coming from either.
They shoot it out of the torpedo thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, but, like, we don't know who's in the submarine.
I think it's, like, supposed to be the cartel.
Maybe.
Because they called... I mean, they didn't give much details, but earlier they called Mexico. Is what they said.
Right.
So, you know.
Cartel.
Go from there.
Okay, so yeah, they shoot the gold out of a submarine. And then they get to the shore. They're going to disguise themselves as the army and drive it across the border.
Yeah, and then because they're like, no one stops an army convoy.
Right. And so as they're changing, Lacey
turns on her
transmitter.
The transmitter. And then the boyfriend's walkie-talkie
starts beeping.
And he's like pointing it around. And he notices that it's beeping the loudest when he's pointing it at Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
So he finds the lighter, pulls out the transmitter,
and then chases her up a hill.
And knocks her out with one punch, and then knocks the black woman out with one punch.
Yep.
And they're in the back of a truck. And they're, like, talking and be like, what are we going to do with them? And Grandma's like, we're coming up to some cliffs. We're going to toss them out. And he's like, okay, which one of you want to go first? And Lacey's like, fine, I'll go. But, like, I'm not going to go without a fight.
Yep. So she easily beats up Doc.
Well, she starts beating the crap out of him. And the black woman punches Grandma.
Now, Grandma has, like, a gun pointed at them the entire time. And black woman just walks up. The old woman doesn't even react.
It's great.
She just lets it happen.
She's just, like, yeah, there. And
she's, like, accepting her fate. Like... Like, she doesn't even try to do anything.
Oh, it's great. She doesn't do shit.
Yeah,
she literally just looks at her and she punches her.
She just knocks her out. Like, the black woman just
knocks her out. So she knocks out Grandma and then watches, like, Lacey beat the crap out of Doc. But it's funny because they keep cutting to her. And she's just looking at it with, like, the biggest, like, grin on her face. As this dude is getting the crappy out of him and his, like, face is getting more and more bloody. Eventually, she just beats the shit out of him.
So then they go into the front of the car, knock out the driver.
So she karate chops the driver, like, in the neck.
Yep.
Knocked out.
And then the black
woman... They take that one.
Pulls to the other truck. Lacey gets on that one and double karate chops the next guy.
She double karate chops them in the neck and knocks both of them out and then takes that truck.
And then they run one of the women off the road.
Yeah, the car, like, flips a bunch.
Yeah, flips a bunch and, like, starts on fire again.
And then they stop, and she fights, like, the last woman.
Yeah.
And again, the
Asian woman.
And again, just... It's no contest.
No.
She beats the crap out of her.
Yeah, just easily. Gets the upper hand, beats her up, and then...
It's all done. The cops show up.
They're booking, like, Maude and Doc.
Yeah. The cops show up.
And all the women, and, like, they collect all the gold and everything.
The cops show up, and they're just like... Like, you did a really good job, blah, blah, blah. And, like, then she tells him the rest of the gold is at this warehouse. So then she starts talking to the detective that she had, you know.
And he's like, hey, I heard they want to do
they want another job for us.
Yeah.
She's like, it's very dangerous. Multiple men have been killed. And she's like, don't worry.
I'll be gentle.
And then he's like,
Let's get out of here.
Yeah. And he starts, like, shuffling and, like, sneaking into a car.
A cop car.
And they just drive off.
Yeah.
And then it shows...
Oh, God.
This is so goofy.
Shows Doc and Maude in the back of the cop car.
This is so fucking goofy. He's like, we're gonna go to jail now. He's like, don't worry about it. We'll get 10 years, maybe 5 with good behavior. He's like, then what? And then...
We're gonna go after diamonds.
I'm gonna get in contact with so-and-so. We're gonna go after diamonds. We'll be, this is a direct quote, rich as shit. Imagine your grandma saying rich as shit.
Yep, that's what it was. This is tough as nails grandma, except when it comes to any confrontation.
And the guy is just, like, annoyed. And then it just...
And it shows the cop car swerving on a piece of road, and then it... There it is.
The end.
Yep.
End credits. Now... Okay. Give your final thoughts.
My final thoughts?
Yeah.
I really liked it. I thought it was entertaining. I mean, it's not a good movie, per se. But it's not completely incompetent, and it's not... I mean, it's a bit of a mess in the way that it's, like, it's cheap. But, I don't know, it's enjoyable. It's an entertaining movie, and my final thought is, I want a franchise. I want a Lacey Bond franchise.
It's the door was wide open for that.
International Woman of Mystery.
Oh, God.
Yes.
This is true.
Please.
Just multiple, just her going on jobs.
Yep. Just remake Police Women for the modern era, and then make a franchise.
Yeah.
So I want Wonder Woman franchise, and I want Lacey Bond franchise.
We hear all the time about how there's not enough female-led franchises. Right. Well, there you go.
No, in all honesty, I thought it was like, it was weird. It was kind of ahead of its time. It was really progressive for like a 70s movie. A
70s B movie.
Because a lot of these like 70s B movies, they don't like take that too seriously.
Yeah.
They don't like go...
They don't take anything seriously.
They don't delve into politics a lot. And this was weird because it was like very politically charged in a lot of cases. Because like, you know, you have like the racism, the misogyny, like how men don't appreciate women. And so it was kind of progressive for, especially for, like you said, a 1974 B movie. Like, I was not expecting to, like, be like, wow, that's, wow, it's really progressive.
Mm-hmm.
So, I will applaud it for that. I think it's awesome seeing that, because in the 70s, you don't see a lot of that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few cases of it, but, like, you don't see really any of it.
Mm.
So, I thought it was, I thought that was cool, but yeah, I want a franchise. What about you? What are your final thoughts?
Okay, first of all, I don't think it's a bad movie. If you wanted me to, like, rate this on, like, a normal movie scale, I'd say this is all right. If you want me to rate it on a scale of, they mostly come out at night, this is fucking great. This is a great movie. Because I don't even have that many complaints about it. I don't know. I really don't. Like, it's entertaining. The writing isn't annoying. Like,
that's kind of like hard to find on this podcast, actually.
It's just, it's got enough things in it that it's consistently entertaining. It's not like offensive. I mean, we already talked about the fact that it's like, for a fucking B movie that looks like it cost nothing to make, it's pretty progressive.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's it punches above its weight, I'd say.
Yeah.
It kind of goes beyond its limitations, its genre limitations.
Kind of pushes the boundaries of the B movie.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, there's no, like, bullshit, because we've watched, we had The Doll Squad, which was also, like, tough women stuff, but it was, like, complete fucking amateur hour.
Yeah, and then we've had, you know,
we had Super Chick
which is
a fucking disaster of a movie.
I think by the definition, Super Chick is just, like, just terrible.
It's trash.
It's fucking awful.
It's irredeemable trash. And then you have this, which, it doesn't bullshit you.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's all you need. You just want a movie that doesn't bullshit you.
Yeah, it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah.
Especially on this podcast. Like, this is a definitely, like I said last time, that was a contender for 1974. I think this is possibly a contender for best of 1974.
This is gonna be hard to top.
It is.
It's gonna be hard to top.
Like, ever. So we'll see. We'll see as it goes, but
I don't know about ever, maybe, but it's certainly a very, I don't know, like, this is like, if you saw this on TV, like, you wouldn't even really, like, want to turn it off.
Right, I didn't.
I don't know.
We didn't check the time or anything. I was just like,
if you just saw this, like, late night on cable or something, you wouldn't really, like, be, like, annoyed.
I was thoroughly entertained, and I think you guys will be, too. If you do want to watch it, it's on Amazon Prime.
Please do.
I think you can rent it if you don't have Amazon Prime.
Please watch it.
It's really good. Get a couple friends together, get some beers. I don't think you need to make fun of this one, though. I mean, you can make fun of certain aspects.
You can make fun of, like, certain aspects, but, like, I can't even complain about them. Like, you know, the grandma. I mean, the villain is a grandma.
Yeah, a 70-year-old.
With a 30-year-old boyfriend.
Yep.
Who is a complete goof.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I can't even make fun of it. It just adds to the, I don't
know. Insanity?
The weirdness and the charm.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they could have just had a normal villain, right? And it would have been more boring. Could have just been some dude.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's some grandma, I mean, I don't know, I guess if you really wanted to be, like, progressive, you could say that that was also progressive.
Sure.
That the leader is a woman.
An older woman.
Who doesn't even particularly need The boyfriend?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But yeah, so that was Police Women. Man, a lot of fun to watch, actually. So go check it out, and we can talk
please.
About it.
Like, this is our highest recommendation for this one.
I can actually recommend this one.
Yeah. No, like...
no, like, oh, it's a bad movie.
There's no terms and conditions on this. Exactly. There's no, like, watch this, but be prepared. No.
No, you could just go watch it.
You can watch this sober. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so that was Police Women. Please go watch it. Amazon Prime. For They Mostly Come Out at Night. This has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all later.
Bye.
Bye.